And here we are off and running, hour number two on this Getaway Friday, Friday, December the 6th, 2019, 12/6/19. And you're tuned into the Now program, and we have got a great hour. Just take the dial, take whatever listening device you have, and make sure that that dial, that spot on your cell phone, that spot on your mobile device does not change for the next 45 minutes, because we have got one of my favorite guests of all time who we have not had the chance to visit with in over a year now. Can you believe that? His last appearance on this show was in November of 2018. So it's been far too long since we've had him on. So this is going to be an hour you don't want to miss. And we're going to talk about some things that have been going on with him. Because one thing this gentleman has always been is honest and truthful with the audience that he has had for so many years. So it's going to be a great conversation. And I'm going to tell you how good a friend he is in just a second. But we got to get this done really quick. Letters to Santa Claus. You can still get your letter out to Santa Claus. Santa Claus, P.O. Box 1, Santa Claus, Indiana, 47579. If you get a letter out to him very quickly, you will get one back before Christmas. Santa Claus, P.O. Box 1, Santa Claus, Indiana, 47579. Now, we do this here at the station every year. If you send us a Christmas card and you put your return address on it, we will send you a Christmas card back, and we will display your Christmas card here in the studio. The address, WWGH Radio, 165 West Center Street, Suite 208, Marion, Ohio, 43302. Again, that's WWGH Radio, 165 West Center Street, Suite 208, Marion, Ohio, 43302. You send us a card, put your return address on it. We'll display your card in the studio. We've already had some cards come in, and we will send you one back if we have the return address, because we appreciate our listeners and our friends. Now, to our guests this hour. Now, here's how good a friend this man is. He lives in a different time zone, and it's not just the California time zone, which would be 3 hours behind where we are now, which would be 6 in the morning. It is the Hawaii time zone, which is 5 hours behind where we are right now. So it is 4, 5 o'clock in the morning where he is, and he is live right now with us. He has been a dear friend of mine over the years. He has come on this program anytime I've asked him to. He has a constitution to be creative and be a part of our lives for so many years. He's still going strong. He's still doing what he does best, making those cookies, making people laugh, and helping people read, which is very, very important in our society. He has met presidents. He has received awards. He has been the creator of huge companies. He is a pioneer in every field. Some of his clothes are in the Smithsonian. Who else could we be talking about? It's like visiting with family, really, here this morning. One of the classiest guys you'll ever want to talk to. And we're talking about some pretty interesting things this morning, which we'll get to in the next 45 minutes. So don't go away, because it's my pleasure to welcome to these microphones, as it is each and every time, famous Amos cookie creator, Wally Amos. Wally, how are you?
Woo! I'm sleepy. What are you talking about? I don't get up this early. I can't see the sun because it's not up. But Scott, I gotta say, that's my famous kazoo. Scott, I am so honored to be talking to you. All the things you said in my introduction were absolutely true. This is the first interview I have done in many, many, many years. Thank you. Thank Aloha, Cleveland, Ohio. Well, I'm fine. How you doing?
I'm doing great. Wally, I want to talk about this for a second because this is always, it's a great thing with you, the kazoo. How did that all start, you and the kazoo?
Well, I had to have something to make noise, you know? And somehow or another, I grabbed on to the kazoo and started using that. And what would happen, though, I'd be doing an interview, and, you know, ultimately you're going to run out of things to say. Well, the kazoo filled that little blank space there really beautifully, and it just stuck. And I can play it anytime, and oftentimes it's when people don't want me to play it, because who wants to hear the kazoo? At what time is it there? 5 o'clock?
Yeah, well, it's a little after 9 o'clock here, but I know it's a little after 5 o'clock there.
It's a little after 5 o'clock. I should be in bed. 4 o'clock. 4 o'clock.
It's 4 o'clock there.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
You must be a good friend, man.
You are definitely a good friend. Hawaii. What is it like to live there for so many people who've never been there?
Well. After a while, the paradise aspect of living in Hawaii goes away, and you have to get up at 4 o'clock in the morning and do an interview or do whatever you have to do. So, I mean, all of that kind of wears off after a while, and it becomes very, very routine. But 4 o'clock in the morning, 4 o'clock or 5 o'clock?
4 o'clock.
Scott?
There. I believe it's 4 there.
4 o'clock? Do you know the last time I was up is 4 o'clock? I don't even remember. but, you know, it's always warm, oftentimes hot. But the people are wonderful, it's friendly, and it's like no other place, man. It's like no other place. I forget how long I have been living here, but I don't want to live anyplace else, and here I am in paradise.
You know, Wally, something that's interesting about you, you keep going, and when we talked the other night setting up this interview, you were talking still about the cookie business. Let people kind of...
Of course.
How has that stayed so strong with you for nearly a half century now?
I don't know how to do anything else. You do what you do. But I love chocolate chip cookies, Scott. I have been making them an incredibly long time. Scott, when you consider the smiles I have created on people's faces, old, young, don't matter. It's so fantastic. But also, when you consider the joy that I have given to me from eating chocolate chip cookies, it is the best, man. So I feel so honored and so blessed to have been making cookies for so long. And like everything else in life, it has its ups and its downs. But it doesn't matter, because life has its up and down. But it's the sweetest thing in life I've ever had, man. And I'm blessed, privileged, all of that stuff. And I'm not going to stop. And I have friends like you. Yeah.
Absolutely. Now, Wally, one of the things we had talked about this morning is something I don't believe that you have talked about on air or with anybody up until this point. But it's a problem that people have dealt with. But in your life, you've been so honest. If we go back to the Famous Amos days, you were honest about what happened with that company. You have been honest about the cookie companies that you've been involved with since then. you have been honest about how important it is to read and how important it is to learn how to do that and done so much with that.
Mm-hmm.
And leading into this discussion is kind of interesting because you were stateside. I think we had this conversation about 6 or 8 months ago. And just routinely, I think you went to a doctor to get checked up and mm-hmm. found something out that a lot of people have found out in this country. Mm-hmm. Do you kind of want to take us through what happened and tell us what happened?
Scott, this is my first radio interview in a very, very long time. But stuff happens to all of us. You want to live a long time, really, so that you can have enough stuff to learn, have enough stuff to appreciate every second, every moment in life, because you never know what's going to happen. You never know when God's going to throw you a curveball and it'll hit you upside the head. And I discovered that I had dementia. And you lose your memory. when you get a curveball, you have to at least swing at it, because who knows when stuff is going to happen. But I think also, and thank God for all the blessings that I have, you know, for giving me famous cookies. It's part of life, and the quicker you accept that, understand that, and you move on to the next thing. And I'm 83 years old now. I'll be 84 July 1st. But Scott, when I consider all the blessings that I have had, wow, man, I had no complaints at all. I am so blessed. So very, very good. I live in paradise. I've lived here. I forget how long I've lived here. But it's wonderful. I'm still breathing, Scott. I have discovered through the years the best part of life is breathing. Woo! When you're breathing in Hawaii, man, you are thankful for every second. I will not complain.
Well, and that when you told me this, Wally, because you've always been a very healthy guy, very active guy, mm-hmm. still are. Mm-hmm. I mean, this has not changed that, obviously.
No, I'm still active.
Absolutely.
Still busy doing stuff, starting a new cookie company now. We'll talk about that in a little bit.
Yeah.
But life, if you're breathing, man, you are so blessed.
Well,
you kidding? Yeah, no complaints.
Wally, did you have any indications that this was coming on, the dementia? Did you have any symptoms that you think back on now that this was happening?
I had no idea, Scott. Talk about a surprise. I was surprised. No, I had no symptoms. And, you know, the most important things in life, you don't really have symptoms, know they're happening. But it's just God's way of getting your attention to it, letting you know that every second of your life is precious, and you appreciate it. And you don't squander it, you don't throw it away. You cannot take it for granted. No, because you don't know where it's going. And I think the thing that you learn ultimately is, you think you are hot stuff, but no, it's others. It's others. It's other people who are going through. And that's the thing that keeps me going. So what are you doing? You are growing through. You are growing through each life experience. Give thanks, move on. How many people can you help today? How many people can you serve today? I mean, I am fortunate right now to be talking with you and your listeners in Cleveland, Ohio. I've been there in ages. You know, I was thinking earlier today, if it's any earlier today, you're still sleeping. But Herman Spiro, is Herman still alive?
You know, I'm not sure, to be honest with you. Last time I knew he was.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But, you know, so you don't know when this is going to end, but you want to appreciate, treasure every moment. And I think the best way to do that is to think of others, man. Get out of yourself. Get out of yourself. Who can you serve today? Who can you serve today? So I'm always into them. I never feel sorry for myself because I'm breathing every second of my life. I am breathing and in paradise.
Wally, I think this is important. I want to read these statistics because I was shocked when I read them, and maybe you haven't heard these as well, so I'm going to take a minute here and read these for the audience on dementia. Someone in the world, this is unbelievable, someone in the world develops dementia every 3 seconds.
Woo!
3 seconds. There are an
I thought I was special.
it's unbelievable. And there are an estimated 46.8 million people worldwide living with dementia, and this number is believed
living with. Yes.
And this number is believed to be close to 50 million. Next year. The number will almost double every 20 years, reaching 75 million by 2030 and 131.5 million in 2050. Unbelievable numbers, and it's on the rise. Every 3 seconds, somebody is diagnosed. Wally, not having any symptoms and being the on-the-go guy you are, when you went to the doctor and he said you have dementia, what did you think?
I said, "De who? Are you kidding me? No way." He said, "Yes, every way." So what do you do next? You live with it. You learn how to love life even more because you're still living. You're amongst those who breathe. Look, Scott, my biggest desire, my greatest desire, is to breathe till I die. That's all you can hope for, man. I'm still breathing. And I am breathing in paradise. You know how many people want to come to Hawaii and just soak this up? Because it's a beautiful country, wonderful people. This is paradise. I've been living here a very long time, and I am blessed, man. I really am. And I tell you, you see the same Wally every time you see that. You won't see a guy that's going through many changes in his attitude and stuff. I can't do that because I'm happy to be alive. So life is wonderful. And my goal now is to constantly find ways to serve others. And others is a huge word. Do not take anything for granted, because there's so many people that did not wake up this morning and will never wake up again. Be thankful you one of those. The breathing. Go find somebody to serve. Go find somebody to help. And laugh, man. It ain't about feeling sorry for yourself. No, laugh. Enjoy life. And find every way you can to serve others. And I feel that way every morning I wake up. And today, you know, this is the first radio interview I've had in so long. And I used to do them all the time. But then, you know, I fell out of the limelight. But let me tell you something. Nothing lasts forever but dying. And keep your sense of humor, though. So keep your sense of humor. And I'm getting ready to have what I would probably consider one of my largest comebacks, because I am getting ready to return to the cookie business. Nothing's going to stop me from playing my kazoo. I'm looking out the window here. It is so dark here in life. And here I am playing a wake-up call. Wake up, everybody. It's time to get up. Thank God you're alive. You can see another day. Yeah. So that's, you know, if I'm breathing, Scott, I'm so joyful and so very thankful, man.
And we are thankful for that as well. Wally, since this diagnosis about 6 months ago, has it changed your life in any way? Have you noticed any changes? Have you altered your life in any way because of it?
No, I have not altered my life because, I mean, I got dementia. I don't care what I do. So you might as well do whatever you can and do the best that you can at whatever it is that you do. I'm Wally. I don't care what I do. That's all I'm going to be, you know. And I'm blessed. Count your blessing. Don't talk about what you don't have, but what you don't have, it ain't coming back to you. But what do you have? And Scott, I am getting ready to launch another cookie company. And that's all I want to do right now. That's all I knew that I wanted to do, pretty much. And so why not make cookies? Why not make cookies? So there you go, man. I'm joyful. I'm happy. I'm looking out. It's darkness, but so what? I'm looking out. I'm looking out at it, working on starting another cookie. So I love chocolate chip cookies. I'll make chocolate chip. I'll make butterscotch. I'll make cookies with chocolate chip and pecans. Scott, you're breathing. I am breathing. How can I talk to you? I mean, how does that happen? So I'm going to complain because I'm performing one of God's great miracles now, allowing me the privilege, the honor to talk to the wonderful people in Cleveland, Ohio. Yeah, life is great. And as long as I'm breathing, my main goal is still serving others. I'm going to flood the globe with cookies. Cookie. I am the ultimate cookie monster. Yes.
Well, Wally, it's very interesting what you just said. You're 83 years old, as you have said. You have this diagnosis this year, but you are ready to embark on a new cookie company. How did this idea come about, and what can you tell us at this point about what will be happening?
Well, Scott, the idea came about because of all the things that I've done. I've touched more people selling cookies and promoting cookies than anything else that I have done. And I love chocolate chip cookies. You know, my Aunt Bella, who lived in Tallahassee, Florida. I moved from Tallahassee to New York City to live with Aunt Bella and Uncle Fred. And she was just so, so wonderful. And she made chocolate chip cookies for me. She's the very first person to ever make chocolate chip cookies. And, you know, when you talk about touching the lives of other people, I have touched the life of more people than I ever would have if I had not ever started selling chocolate chip cookies. So to see the smile on someone's face, I mean, how old you are when you put chocolate chip cookie in your mouth, you are going to feel so good. And I can be the one to supply that cookie to the millions of mouths that have eaten one of my cookies. And I am 30,000 times at least blessed. So life is wonderful. I have no complaints at all. And I love eating chocolate chip cookies. And you got to send me your address so that I can send you some cookies.
Well, I will certainly do that. Wally, what is it about the cookie, in your opinion, the cookie itself, that has given you a lifetime, 8 decades of joy making them, selling them, and eating them? What is it about that?
Particularly eating them. you know, I think it's one of God's special contribution to society was creating the chocolate chip cookie. There's just no cookie like it. It sticks to your ribs. It grows on you. And it's just one, I don't know. How do you explain a phenomenon? You know? You accept it. You'd be thankful for it. And I'm so grateful because I've touched the lives of so many people by producing, selling, promoting, eating chocolate chip cookies. So it's a blessing, man. It's one of God's great, great blessings. And I am so thankful to have been the recipient of chocolate chip cookies. I met the Cookie Monster. Cookie, cookie, cookie. He's got, you know, I ain't got nothing to complain about at all. Laugh, enjoy, share, serve others. I promoted literacy for many, many, many years. Loved it. So life is wonderful. I met so many wonderful people. Yeah, how can I talk to people in Cleveland? Oh, my goodness gracious, man. Now, life is wonderful. God's phenomenal. And here I am, blessed.
You know, Wally, this is an interesting thing because you have been through your life, in your life, you wrote a book. You had this tremendous company, the Famous Amos Cookie Company.
Any book? Hold on a second. I cannot allow you to take any of my books away.
No. It is a great book. You've written all these great books. And you wrote a whole book about what happened with Famous Amos. You have had to deal with things over the years, now a health issue. But you obviously, as people can hear, stay positive. A lot of people face things like this in their life, medical issues or money issues or things of that nature, and it destroys them. How have you been able to just keep trucking on with that positive attitude?
Well, one of the things that I work on doing constantly is being here now, living now. What you had no longer exists. It's now. and everything, and you are still here. Out of all the people that have ever been born, I'm one of them that's still alive and still breathing. I still have a cookie company and getting ready to launch another cookie company. So why should I have no complaints? You have nothing ever to complain about. So be here now. When you look at life, it's always now. You can't touch tomorrow. There is no tomorrow. There's no yesterday. Yesterday is a word that you will never see again. But right now, you are here. You can appreciate it. You can enjoy. You got to find someone that really needs uplifting today, that needs support. So out of all the people that have ever lived, you and I, here we are on the radio, still talking. So anybody that's listening to us is alive. So be alive. Be very alive, because you're breathing and you're doing something. At least you have the capability to do something. Whether you're doing it or not is another issue. If you sit in that feeling sorry for yourself, wishing you had this, no, praise what you have, because you have breath. You have every breath that you take sustains you and helps you to do something wonderful for someone else. So I'm so glad I live in paradise now. The only drawback I find that it's early in the morning, it's still dark. So I have to wait till the sun comes up, to really see all the beauty out here in Hawaii. So no. How can you serve others? That's what life is about. What can you do today to bring joy and beauty and success and just warmth and love to the life of someone else? I had no complaints, bro. I live in paradise. People are wonderful here, but people are wonderful in Cleveland also.
You know, Wally, it's interesting, as life goes on.
I do know. You know, you keep asking me if I know Wally. I know him very well.
Well, it's so interesting, Wally, to, I think, all of us, because as life progresses, as we all progress along, new challenges arise. And being somebody 83 years old now, there are a lot of people who are in their eighth decade who say, well, you know, I've lived my life. I can't, move as fast as I used to. I can't run as fast as I used to. And this is not, this is more of the downslide than the upslide. And here you are, 83, almost 84 years of age, starting
July 1st.
Close. Yeah, and yet you are embarking on a new adventure in the cookie business. So speak to those senior citizens who might be listening, who think
being a senior citizen, don't see yourself in the downside of the worst way you could be. You're alive. You're a wonderful senior citizen. You're alive. You have strength. You can walk. You're breathing. That's so good. God, life is such a blessing, man. You have so much. We all. And that's something that, I don't know how much money you have. If you're breathing, you are one of the most blessed human beings on the face of the earth. So focus on what you have, not what you don't have. How many people can you go out and serve today? How many people can you help breathe? How many people need someone to lift them up, you know, to maybe to walk with them or maybe do errands with them. So find someone that you can serve. Find someone that you can help, that you can add value to their life. And you will feel so, so, so much better. And whatever you give to others will come back to you multiplied 10 million times. No question. And no one can ever take those joys away that you get from helping others. I'm going to start something next year about with others in the title, because if we can all be reminded of how precious life is and how many billions of people there are throughout the world who have nothing, who struggle every single day just to breathe, who are hooked up with some type of machinery to keep them breathing, who can't walk, who have no legs, man. What was that poem years ago? This person felt so badly about themselves because they couldn't do this and they couldn't do that. And then they came across a person who had no legs, who couldn't walk, and who was joyful and who felt blessed. And he was, she was, very, very blessed. So you're breathing. Enjoy it and go find someone that is not enjoying the blessings that you are.
Wally,
how can you help them? Yes.
Wally, one of my favorite stories, and I want to get this morning, is that you met the first President Bush and Barbara Bush, and it's a great story. Can you tell that story for us about meeting them in the White House?
I do remember meeting them. I do remember being the wife. Barbara Bush is one of the finest human beings I've ever met. She's always joyful, and she was always serving others. Yes, she was. As the First Lady, man, she represented that office very, very, very well. So you have to remind me, Scott. Remind me.
Well, it was a tremendous story. You told me years ago, you said you were at the White House for a literacy event. They were honoring you, George and Barbara Bush. And when the event was over, they invited everybody who was being honored up to the living quarters at the White House.
I do remember that very well.
Yeah, and that you had went through a door with your wife at the time, and it wasn't a door that everybody else had went through. And there was George and Barbara Bush. And you said the only thing you could think to do was play Hail to the Chief on your kazoo. And you said when you played Hail to the Chief on your kazoo, Barbara started to dance.
No, 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 G. Yeah, I haven't thought of that in so long. You know, I think memories are one of the ways of just really staying honored and blessed and appreciating what you have. And also what you don't have, because a lot of what you don't have is why you're alive right now, you know. But I have, when they came in, I saw them or whatever. I still play my kazoo. I have a hand-carved kazoo that a friend gave to me a long time ago. And I'm holding it in my hand now. Good morning, Cleveland. We're all in our places with sunshine in faces, wherever you are, folks. If you are breathing, you are so far ahead of all of those who've gone before us. Be thankful, appreciate it. How can you just put It doesn't have to be through money, anything that's material. Say hello. You could say hello to someone that no one has spoken to all day long and lift them right up out of the sky.
Well, Wally, it's interesting, and because we're good friends, and I appreciate you doing this first interview that you've done in a while and talking about the diagnosis of dementia, for which is the first time you've done that. So I'm going to ask this question because we are friends. When you have a moment like we just had, where you have this memory of meeting the president and the first lady, and you have trouble recalling that, is there any fear involved with losing more memories as the disease goes along?
Not by me. I believe that just being positive, the song years ago said, keep your sun's eyes up. Don't look at the negative aspects of life. Don't look at what you don't have, because if you are breathing, you will always have so much more than you don't have, because breathing is treasure, man. You don't appreciate that as long as you got to hold on to it. Be thankful if you've got moments of depression. How can you go and serve someone else? Look for others. There you go again. There's that old word. That others, an old word. So, you are always more blessed, more thankful than anyone that's not on the planet anymore. So you're always, if you're conscious of what's going on, if you can see a tree, you know, if you can see the beauty of the sunshine, far blessing that guy, that lady, those people who are lying 6 feet under, high, deep, they bury you. It's a part of life, man. It's a part of life. Be your best, do your best, and give everything you got every time you see someone. Every human experience you have, every life experience you have, be your best, because it might be the last breath you have. Enjoy it. Help somebody get through the day. You'll feel so, so much better.
Yeah. When we talk about that, you know, an eventuality of life for all of us, none of us get out of it, is one day this life will come to an end. Do you have any fear of that as time goes by?
Long ago, before I had experienced life, a lot of fear about dying. But everybody that has ever been born dies. You just change outfits. You just put on another face. You just put on another experience, and then you start doing your best with that, with what you got there. I'm convinced that if we all just look not at what we don't have, but what you have, and you look for what you have and be thankful for that, and then share whatever you have with someone else, others, then you will begin to feel so very, very great. And I believe that. I live that. It's impossible for me not to feel good about breathing, because that's why I'm still here. That's why I am alive. And so people ask me, what do you like best about life? I said, breathing. I'm not thinking about breathing, because that means I'm still here. And then if I can share what I'm experiencing with others, and this is the minute he's sad about that. And here you are, Scott, I'm and you call me to interview me? Oh, man, wow.
Well, it's always been my pleasure, and it will continue to be my pleasure. Wally, 100 years from now, when people look back, you're in the Smithsonian, you created a cookie empire, you've continued with that. How do you want people to remember you in life?
He served others. He shares what he has with others. And he made really great cookies. Yeah.
Wally,
I eat them.
You are a staple in people's lives. People will always remember you for what you have done and continue to remember you. And I can't thank you enough for the interviews that we have done and will continue to do, and getting up early this morning and sharing what is a very personal story of a diagnosis of dementia earlier this year. I cannot thank you enough, Wally. It is always my pleasure to have you on the program, and the door is always open.
Scott, you're wonderful. Thank you so much. I really appreciate it. It's the first interview I've done in a while. And anytime you want to talk, you listen and participate in the conversation. Meli Kaliki Maka. It's Merry Christmas.
Stay.
And Maka Ha'uli Maka Hikiho. Happy New Year. Thank you, buddy.
Stay well, Wally.
I'm going to do the best I can. Aloha, Cleveland! Y'all be on the lookout for Wally's cookies. Aloha, brah.
The legendary, famous Wally Amos, creator of the famous Amos Cookie Empire, announcing this morning for the first time that earlier this year he was one of the millions of people diagnosed with dementia. We're done. Charlie Evers is up right around the corner.
This is Scott Spears, high above Marion in the WWGH News Chopper. If you see news in Marion, please email us at scott@wwgh1.com and keep an eye out for the WWGH News Chopper